Governor Rick Scott says Florida won't be implementing certain parts of the health care law, such as expanding Medicaid for low-income people and setting up insurance exchanges. And Florida State University medical professor Marshall Capp says Florida officials are right to be wary about the law because there's no guarantee the funding for those programs will be around when it's time for the provisions to go into effect.
I suspect we'll see a lot of action in the next Congress attempting to starve the ACA by not appropriating money to implement it.
While the Supreme Court has upheld the law as constitutional, the fight over it is far from over. The Republican-controlled House has already set a vote to repeal the law, but it's not expected to clear the democratically controlled Senate. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.